Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife Bev on this July 9th and every other day.
That's it. Deuteronomy 31:8, our do not fear scripture for today. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Wow.
Hallelujah. That's strong medicine,
man. It is. It was very similar to one yesterday, which was two verses before that.
Today, we're going to talk about seven reasons to be faithful with what you got. We want you to get a hold of this next statement, maybe even write it down. Get it embedded in your mental hard drive, available for instant recall. Here it is. If I'm not faithful with what I've got, that's all I'll ever get.
If I'm not faithful with what I've got, that's all I'll ever get.
If we're not faithful with where we are, with what we've got, we'll never arrive at our destination, any destination, other than where we are at the moment. If we're not faithful where we are with what we've got, it'll take more than MapQuest for us to find our way out of mediocrity. If we're not faithful where we are with what we've got, we'll never have to worry about our future success because we'll never find it. If we're not faithful where we are with what we've got, we'll never hear God say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." If we're not faithful where we are with what we've got, then he will never reveal to us his secret riches and hidden treasures. We frequently quote President Theodore Roosevelt, who said, "Do what you can with what you have, where you are."
That's it.
Well, that's a great quote by President Roosevelt. We feel led to share with you seven reasons to be faithful where you are with what you got.
That's it. Number one, God is faithful, so he expects us to be faithful as well. 1 Corinthians 1:9 in the New Living Translation says, "God will do this, for he is faithful to do what he says. And he has invited you into partnership with his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord."
Good.
If we are made in God's image and after his likeness, which we are, because that's what it says in Genesis 1:26, then we should be doing what God's doing. If God is faithful to do what he says, then we need to be faithful to do what we say.
Amen. Number two, your intention to be faithful. Well, it's a yes or no decision. There's no equivocation. Are you faithful? It's simple. It's either yes or no. Genesis 24:49, New Living Translation. Stop. So tell me, will you or won't you show unfailing love and faithfulness to my master? Please tell me yes or no. Then I'll know what to do next.
Wow. Number three, being faithful is a choice and one we each have to make. Psalm 119:30, New Living Translation says, "I have chosen to be faithful. I have determined to live by your regulations." We need to make no mistake about it. Being faithful is a choice, and God is wanting us to make the right choice. He is even sending us messages just to make sure we get it. Jeremiah 35:12, Message Bible says, it leans into it, says, "Why won't you learn your lesson?" He says, goes on to say, "I have gone to a lot of trouble to get your attention, and you've ignored me. I sent prophet after prophet to you, all of them my servants, to tell you from early morning to late at night to change your life, make a clean break with your evil past, and do what is right."
Wow, that's powerful.
It is.
Number four, you're deemed faithful when you do what he desires. 1 Samuel 2:35, New Living Translation. "Then I will raise up a faithful priest who will serve me and do what I desire. I will establish his family, and they will be my priests to my anointed kings forever." 2 Kings 20:3, New Living Translation. Remember, O Lord, how I have always been faithful to you and have served you single-mindedly, always doing what pleases you. Then he broke down and wept bitterly. That must be a powerful thought of Hezekiah made in this verse. Something God wants us to get and understand, because the same verse is repeated again in Isaiah 38:3. In the New Living Translation, it says, "Remember, O Lord, I have always been faithful to you, have served you single-mindedly, always doing what pleases you." Then he broke down and wept.
Bitterly. Number 5, you are recognized as a faithful person when you do what you have promised. The best way to have an excellent reputation in this world is to be known and spoken of as a person who keeps their word. Faithful to do what they've promised, they do. I'm not saying the faithfulness to your word will always be easy, because it certainly will not always be. We need to watch everything we say, truthfully. Nehemiah 9:8, New Living Translation says, "When he had proved himself faithful, you made a covenant with him to give him and his descendants the land of the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, Perizzites, Jebusites, and Gehazites. And you have done what you promised, for you are always true to your word." And in 2 Chronicles 31:20-21, Classic Amplified Bible, Hezekiah did this throughout all Judah, and he did what was good, right, and faithful before the Lord his God. And every work that he began in the service of the house of God, in keeping with the law and in the commandments to seek his God, inquiring of and yearning for him, he did with all his heart, and he prospered.
Number 6, being faithful in what you've got where you are should be a witness to others. The point is really a follow-up to the 5th point. If you're recognized as a faithful person, that will be a huge witness to every person who knows that you are a child of God. You should be known for your faithfulness to God's work and his word. Ephesians 6:21, New Living Translation. Final greetings to bring you up to date. Tysius will give you a full report about what I'm doing, how I'm getting along. He is a beloved brother and a faithful helper in the Lord's work.
And 7, if you remain faithful, even in the midst of adversity, you will receive a reward. It's comforting to know that our faithfulness is a major reason why God is willing to protect us against the attacks of the enemy. Excuse me. In Acts 18:8, Message Bible, it says, "In the course of listening to Paul, a great many Corinthians believed and were baptized. One night the master spoke to Paul in a dream. Keep it up and don't let anyone intimidate or silence you. No matter what happens, I'm with you and no one is going to be able to hurt you. You have no idea how many people I have on my side in this city." This was all he needed to stick it out. He stayed another year and a half, faithfully teaching the word of God to the Corinthians. Wow. Nothing and no one can separate you from the love of God because of his faithfulness to you and your faithfulness to him. In Revelation 2:10 in the New Living Translation says, "Don't be afraid of what you are about to suffer. The devil will throw some of you into prison to test you. You will suffer for 10 days. But if you remain faithful, even when facing death, I will give you the crown of life."
Wow. When you remain faithful, you move into a deeper level of relationship. 1 John 2:24, New Living Translation. So you must remain faithful to what you have been taught from the beginning. If you do, you will remain in fellowship with the Son and with the Father. When we're faithful to him, we always get what's coming to us. When he's the one bringing it on, then we can know that we're going to get blessed.
Yes, amen. Like
2 John 1:8, Message Bible. And be very careful around them so you don't lose out on what you've worked so diligently in together. I want you to get every reward you have coming to you. Anyone who gets so progressive in his thinking that he walks out on the teaching of Christ walks out on God. But whoever stays with the teaching stays faithful to both the Father and the Son. Wow. Let's talk about everybody hearing
that
this.
That is good.
Yeah, it is.
That is good. And tonight,
6 p.m. Eastern.
That's right.
Rich Salt's TV.
Hallelujah.
It's good.
It is good. We can attest.
You can watch it in one of three ways. You can go to YouTube, Rich Salt's TV Online. Type in Rich Salt's TV Online. You can go to Savior Connect, S-A-V-I-O-R, connect.com, and watch it there. That's one of the best social media sites. Or you can go to heraldhearing.com. Click the button that says, Watch Sunday Night.
Joy and Harold and Bev.
That's it. That's what it says. 6 p.m. Eastern. You'll love it. And thank you for being a part.
Yes.
And making all this happen.
Amen.
It really does.
We're blessed.
So until tonight at 6 p.m. Eastern and every morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.